Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boston's Christmas station is Magic 106.7. This is probably one of the most fun parts of our job. Each and every year, for the last couple of years, we've teamed up with Century Bank to make a little magic happen for some incredible nonprofits in and around the greater Boston area.
Yeah, it's so great. This year they chose four very deserving nonprofits. And what happens is winners get $500, $250 for themselves, and $250 that they can give to one of the four charities.
Yep, and four unbelievable charities. We've talked to each of them. This week we've let you know about all of them. And this morning we're talking with Grace Hilliard, who joins us from the Massachusetts Network of Foster Care Alumni. Grace, good morning. I think for many
good
people,
morning.
I wonder if they don't even know what the Foster Care Alumni Network is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've got a foster child in your life, you may not.
Well, we're an organization for people like myself that we were in foster care as children and are now adults working to support one another across the state of Massachusetts. So we say that if you were in quote-unquote foster care mm-hmm. for any period of time in any U.S. state or country in the world, that you are a foster care alum. But terms that people are more familiar with might be orphan or ward of the state,
mm-hmm.
you know, neither of which contains sort of like a positive connotation. And so the term foster care alumni was really created to engender that sense that we all deserve to feel pride about
yeah.
who we are and where we come from. But we wouldn't also be where we are without our allies, without the people who are raising, raising youth in various types of placements, people who are who grew up with, you know, multiple foster siblings, and you know, our colleagues are people who support us on a daily basis, who walk with us throughout life.
Nice.
Grace, talk a little bit about, you know, one of the things that you guys do is develop community for current and former foster youth. Talk about how you do that, how you make people feel like they belong.
Well, we're a statewide organization, and we host both statewide and regional events for folks that might be social in nature, from our annual alumni Thanksgiving dinner to employment and networking events, as well as just sort of social gatherings where folks can get together and know that there's going to be other people that get it, you know, that understand the experiences that they've been through and maybe what they're kind of like the challenges that they're having, you know, later on in life.
Yeah, and what might we not understand? Somebody who hasn't had a direct sort of interaction or relationship with someone in foster care, either by being a foster family or being someone in foster care, what might we not understand about what that experience is like?
Well, I think that folks might not understand that it encompasses a really broad range of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be anywhere from group care settings to foster placements in a foster home to what's called kinship care, which means, you know, you went to live with aunt or grandma or
wow.
a relative, as well as, you know, continuing on with the department between the ages of 18 to 22 as a transition age youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that people with our experiences might be hesitant to share what we've experienced because we're a little nervous about how people are going to react.
Sure.
And no one wants to experience pity. And so I think it's a matter of, you know, finding those spaces where people are just going to love you for who you are and, you know, kind of listen to what you've been through mm-hmm. and not necessarily treat it as, wow, okay, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
Grace, tell us before we go just how people can find out more about your organization or if they want to donate, volunteer, help you out in any way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can contact us at massnfca.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we'd love to hear from you. We're always looking for especially event committee volunteers, and that, you know, volunteers really move this work forward, both our allies and those of us who I would identify as former foster youth.
Mm. We really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning. Wish you well for the holidays with all who you work with. Grace, have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And with Century Bank, you can donate to the Massachusetts Network of Foster Care Alumni, along with any of our other three charities. They're all on our website. If you are caller 10 when you hear the correct song today, and what is our song? So,
Silver Bells by Anne Murray.
And that's important that it's the Anne Murray version.
Yeah, we have several.
Several different versions of that, too.
Good point.
You're going to hear it in the next hour. 617-931-1067. Be caller number 10. $250 for you. $250 for charity from Magic 106.7.
Bam, just like that, David.
And Century Bank.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.